Welcome to Monmouth University Football on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Today's game is brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero. Enjoy everything. Staybridge Suites Eatontown. Stay, work, play, live, laugh, relax. ShopRite, one place, your place. Galaxy Toyota. Visit us online at galaxytoyota.net. NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Holiday Inn Express, West Long Branch. Free hot breakfast buffet just 5 minutes away. And DoubleTree by Hilton, Tinton Falls. Winner 2011 TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence. This is the Monmouth Football Radio Network.
An elegant sports production.
Let's head down to the field and join Matt Harmon and Ed Ancapinti for all the action.
And a very good Saturday afternoon from sunny Loretto, Pennsylvania at the DeGaulle Field on the campus of St. Francis, PA. This is Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network, and we welcome you into week number 9 of the college football season for MU, trying to rebound off a 16-0 loss at homecoming a week ago to Duquesne, move above the 500 mark, and continue their winning ways on the road. Monmouth at 4-0 so far this season away from Kessler Field, 0-4 at home. That bodes well for today, as does the overall series. St. Francis, PA, the only team that Monmouth has played in the 18 prior years of Hawk football before this season in their 19th year, and it's a series that dates all the way back to the very first year of Hawks football in 1993, but it is a series that Monmouth has dominated. They have won 16 of the previous 18 matchups, with wins for the Red Flash in 1993 and 2005. Matt Harmon and Eddie Ancapinti here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon from Western Pennsylvania, a far cry from what we had a week ago when we dealt with that rain, wind, snow, and sleet storm that the East Coast had to deal with up and down the East Coast on Saturday afternoon. A lot of areas are still dealing with some of the ill effects of that. St. Francis, PA, still has some snow in certain piles around the field here. They got the precipitation in a little bit of a different form than we did. This one, Eddie, important for Monmouth, who tries to rebound off of last week's loss and go home with a winning record overall. They have an opportunity to head home at 5-4 with home games against Albany and Wagner to finish up the season. And not exactly where they wanted to be, obviously. A win last week would have kept them in championship contention. But considering losing seasons last year and the year before, if you could figure out a way to put together a winning streak and finish up at 7-4, you have a program that is back on track with a lot of players coming back for the 2012 season. But it starts here today against the Red Flash.
Yeah, Matt, it's a three-game season now for the Hawks, who stand at 4-4, entering this final road contest of 2011. And then, as you said, having the two final games at home to wrap up the season. A lot of players return to this club for Monmouth next season, so it is of the utmost importance for the coaching staff and the players to find a way to potentially win three in a row, end the season, get into next year with some momentum, and then they'll be able to build on something going forward that they can look to not only continue to grow on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side of the ball as well. And you said it, three games the rest of the year, a winning record within grasp, and sometimes that's all that you need.
Senior day here at St. Francis, Pennsylvania. And while we have an opportunity, time to run through our injury report. It is sponsored by Professional Orthopedics. Since 1986, Professional Orthopedics has been the trusted source for unsurpassed orthopedic health care in Monmouth and Ocean County. Specializing in shoulder, knee, spine, hand, foot, ankle, elbow, and hip injuries, Professional Orthopedics is proud to be the team orthopedic doctors for Monmouth University football. From elite athletes to the weekend warrior, they are dedicated to helping you get back into your game. Visit them at www.professionalortho.com or call 732-530-4949.
We'd like to thank our friends at Professional Orthopedics for that. And Matt, a lot of Hawks banged up. This is later in the year. We're 8 games in as we enter the 9th game of the season. You know about some of the familiar faces who will not be playing in this contest today. Quarterback Kyle Frazier is out for the season. He's been out for the last few weeks. Craig Peterson will start at the quarterback position. Same thing holds true for Elijah Phillips, who will not play at his cornerback position today. Jameson Zacharias will again get the start there. Bill Louch, the linebacker, will not play in this contest as well. And now same holds true for the running back, number 22, Pete Nagy, who will not go in this game as well.
A tough day last week for Monmouth against Duquesne. They could not really throw the football, as you look at some of the statistics from a week ago. Craig Peterson, 5 of 13. He did throw an interception, 51 passing yards. Monmouth blanked in that game by 16. And it was a day that turnover certainly dictated a lot of it. The weather certainly a big part of it as well. Monmouth fumbled the football five times, lost three of them, and was intercepted. They'll obviously have to clean up the turnover department coming in. And prior to last week, they were the best team in turnover ratio, and that quickly changed after a disappointing effort a week ago.
Well, and it's amazing what a terribly conditioned weather game, as we get a cannon shot off here at the golf field. It's amazing what a bad weather game will do to a team's statistics. As you said, Monmouth came into the contest a week ago, the best team at limiting turnovers in the NEC, and then you throw in some adverse weather conditions and things change. Craig Peterson turned it over a couple times. The Hawks put it on the deck a couple times in that contest, and they also took a huge hit yardage-wise. Monmouth wasn't able to get anything going a week ago. The lone bright spot was Julian Hayes going over 100 yards on the ground, but it took him over 30 carries to get there. So Monmouth will look to today get healthy to say the least offensively, and look to eventually get onto this field today, Matt, and do some good things offensively, both on the ground and in the air.
Kevin Callahan coming into today's game in his 19th year as the first and only head coach in Monmouth history, 108-84. And I would think one of the question marks for Monmouth today is the mental state, the emotional state of this team after losing a week ago, kind of getting not mathematically eliminated from the NEC championship race, but everything would have to go their way. So for all intents and purposes, an NEC championship probably out of question for this year. So you have to wonder, making the long trip from West Long Branch to Loretto, it's not an easy bus ride. It's not necessarily everyone's favorite place to play. It's kind of a little neck of the woods place. So then you make the trip out of here, you leave home, which has been a good thing for Monmouth, but after last week's loss and the implications of that loss, you have to wonder how much is in the tank emotionally for this team.
Well, you hope that the young team that Monmouth has, that the angle that you give to them playing for a winning record is enough motivationally to get them to play at their best in this game. They could be deflated knowing that, for as you said, the chance to play for an NEC championship, although not mathematically gone, for all intents and purposes, is gone with the way Albany's playing without a loss in the conference. So you hope that the seniors on the team and the players who only have three games left in their college career can instill in those young players that see so much valuable playing time how important it is to finish a year strong for the following season.
Chris Valerial is the second-year head coach for St. Francis, 3-17 overall, took over the program in December of 2009, spent 11 years in the NFL as an offensive lineman with Chicago and with Buffalo. His PA team comes in off of a win a week ago, beating Central Connecticut State, who was picked to win the league. They are going through a disappointing year, but did win here at home 27-23. The two wins that St. Francis has this season have both come here at the golf field. All the way back in September, they beat Morehead State in a wild shootout at 50-49. So in between those two wins, they had lost five previous games. They are 1-5 in the Northeast Conference. Monmouth has won the opening coin toss. They have elected to defer until the second half. So it will be St. Francis who will start with the football here today. And they boast one of the league's best players in junior running back Kyle Harbridge. We'll come back and talk about him after we pause for the national anthem. A two-minute timeout here from the golf field. We're back with Monmouth football from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Cicilli, general manager of Galaxy 20.